From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contained evidence of corruption among his closest associates. Speaking Thursday to a media forum in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin described the so-called Panama Papers as part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Mr. Putin noted that he himself is not mentioned in the documents. Bahrain Foreign Minister Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa Thursday said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region and stop weapons shipments and training terrorists. He said Iran should stop financing and supporting what he called proxies. The comments indicate the ongoing concerns of a number of countries about what they view as Iran's destabilizing behavior in the region. The minister spoke during an appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Earlier, Kerry held a series of talks on regional security issues with officials from the Gulf Cooperation Council. Belgian police have released a new video of a man wanted in the recent Brussels airport bombing. The video was taken just minutes after the March 22nd bombing, and it shows the apparent getaway of the third surviving suspect, often identified in the media simply as the man with a hat. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a bombing at a commuter rail station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are feuding over who is qualified to be America's next leader. The two traded contentious barbs Thursday, even though they made a nominal effort to cool the rhetoric between them. This is VOA News. UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura says he plans discussions with Syria's government and opposition parties next week. He hopes to start Syria's political transition process. Lisa Schlein has a report.
UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura says the next round of Syrian peace talks will resume next week, but he is a bit vague as to the starting date. He says that is the beauty of having what he calls flexible proximity talks. Since the warring parties refuse to meet face-to-face, the UN envoy shuttles from one delegation to another. Therefore, he says, it is not necessary for all the delegations to be present at the same time. He says he expects staggered arrivals to begin early next week, with earnest negotiations set for April the 13th. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama used an appearance at the University of Chicago's Law School Thursday to criticize Republicans in Congress for refusing to consider his recent Supreme Court nomination. He told a town hall meeting that by failing to consider his nomination of Merrick Garland to fill a seat of the late Antonin Scalia, Republicans risk eroding the integrity of the judicial branch and of causing the American people to lose confidence in the court. Voters in Djibouti go to the polls Friday to elect a president. President Ismail Omar Guelleh is expected to win his fourth term in office. He faces six challengers. Growing pressure from a resurgent al-Shabaab in Somalia is prompting the United States to respond with airstrikes. Jeff Selden has more.
Under increased pressure from Somali troops and forces from several African countries, the Islamist militant group al-Shabaab has found a way to strike back. General David Rodriguez with U.S. Africa Command.
The pattern has been that they gather and train a significant number of people, and then they disperse and attack and focus all that energy on one of the forward operation bases of the troop contingent countries.
The U.S. AFRICOM commander says al-Shabaab's operations have made the al-Qaeda affiliate more vulnerable, providing U.S. aircraft with better targets. Jeff Selden, The Pentagon.
A student activist has been murdered in Bangladesh by a group of machete-wielding attackers. Postgraduate law student Nazimuddin Samad was hacked with machetes and then shot by motorcycle-riding assailants as he was returning from class Wednesday at Jamaat University.
The United States strongly condemns the barbaric murder of Nazimuddin Samad, a law student who was apparently killed for speaking out against violent extremism in Bangladesh.
That's U.S. spokesman Mark Toner. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.